Good morning, brothers and sisters. Please turn to the book of Romans. We'll look at chapter 12 and one verse, verse 11. Romans 12, verse 11. And this is the passage that we're going to look to as we confess our sins this morning and receive God's promise to forgive us through the blood of His Son, Jesus. Romans 12, 11, I'm going to read it in the New King James and in the English Standard Version for comparison. Verse 11 says, "Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." And then the English Standard Version says, "Do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord." So I want to look at this verse with you this morning as we prepare for the rest of our time of worship. And as we confess our sins, I have found this command in verse 11 of Romans 12 a little bit odd. And whenever you come across something that strikes you as strange, it means that your mind needs to be renewed so that we would understand it and know what it means for us. And the reason I find it strange is because it speaks to the attitude or the demeanor with which we serve the Lord. And we often think of that as something that we can't really control at all, that we can't do anything about. I can understand an exhortation that says, don't be slothful in your behavior. Get up, go to work, get up at 6 a.m., read your Bible, pray, exercise, eat a good breakfast, and go to work and work hard. I can understand that. You know, you could just tell me what I need to do. I can wrap my head around that. But if you say you need to be fervent in spirit, that's a little harder for me to understand. How do I do that? What if I don't feel fervent in spirit? What if I don't feel zealous? Well, this passage says that that's what we need to be. It seems that we have the assumption that we can't do anything to change our emotions or our passions or our affections. We tend to think of this as a category that we're controlled by, rather than a category we have control over. Well, of course, let's remember when it comes to any of these commands in Romans 12, the chapter begins by telling us, in view of the amazing mercies of God that we've surveyed from Romans 1 through 11, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. We've been told earlier in Romans that we have the powerful Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you, which means we can do some things through the power of God. We can offer our bodies up, and one of the ways that we offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice, according to this verse, is to do it with zeal and fervency, serving the Lord. So let's see the positive and the negative of this verse. It says, first of all, don't be slothful in your zeal. It's saying don't be lazy, don't be undisciplined, don't be lethargic when it comes to serving the Lord. Instead, it says, be fervent in spirit. This verb for fervent refers to something that is boiling, something that's on fire, something that's about to explode, potentially, is the kind of idea behind this verb. It's saying you need to be zealous. You need to be fired up for serving God. That needs to be the attitude with which you serve the living God. Now, what I found convicting about this command is, in some ways, it strikes against my natural temperament. And sometimes I just want to be a little more lethargic and calm and level, and yet it's saying, no, you need to be fervent. You need to be zealous. And not just fervent and zealous in general. There's people that are, by nature, more fervent in the way they act. But is it a fervency directed to serving God? That's the aim. That's the goal of this fervency. And it's true, we all have different demeanors. We all have different temperaments, right? We can tend towards a more lethargic personality, or we can tend towards a more boisterous personality that's seeming to always be excited about something. And so some of you might say, that's easy. I could be fervent. I'm a fervent person by definition. I'm always zealous about whatever I do. I throw myself into it completely. Well, that's good, but where is the zeal directed? Is it directed towards serving God? You could direct your zeal towards serving self, towards serving some other idol, but it needs to be directed towards serving the living God. And then if you say, well, I'm not a very fervent, I'm not a very zealous person, it's just not me. Well, I'm here to tell you, Romans 12 says, it is going to become you if the Spirit of God is at work in you. So whatever your natural demeanor, whatever your starting point, this passage calls us to be passionate, fervent, on fire for the living God and His service. Now, if you say, I can't change my emotions, I can't whip up passion, how do I do this? I don't feel it. Well, I think Philippians chapter 2 helps us here. It's one of these key passages when it comes to pursuing holiness, pursuing sanctification, and it says in verse 12 of Philippians 2, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So the command Paul gives, he says, work out your salvation, grow in holiness, apply the commands of Scripture. And you say, well, how do I do it? I don't feel like I can do it. And Paul says, it's God who works in you. The Almighty God works in you to make these things happen, but you must pursue it for sure. You must diligently apply yourselves to it. So when we come to any command of Scripture that we struggle with or that we don't feel or we don't know what to do with, well, of course, we need to meditate on those commands. We need to pray in light of them that God would bring forth that fruit in our lives. And then we need to diligently apply ourselves to their application. Now, when Paul wrote to Timothy, he used this language of fire. Perhaps you remember what Paul said to Timothy. He says, you've got this gift that's in you by the laying on of hands. And then he says, fan into flame. Fan the flame in your service for the living God. And so, likewise, yes, you can't whip up passion in your own strength. You can't make yourself love God and be passionate for God. But if the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you can contribute to the fanning of the flame by these different means. You can blow upon the embers and bring forth that flame into greater measure. And it may be that you just need to throw yourself into applying the commands of God, even if you don't feel it. And I'm not saying that the fervency and zeal that we're called to here is going to look the same for everybody. It doesn't mean that you just need to talk louder or shake hands with more vigor or something. That's not all that is in view here at all. Rather, the question is, whatever your personality, however it comes out, are you passionate to serve the living God? Does that zeal drive you, even if it comes out quietly, if it comes out loudly, does that zeal drive you towards the service of the living God? Now, if you're curious, where do I start? What am I supposed to be zealous about? Well, you can start with Romans 12. What are the other commands that are brought forth in Romans 12? It says, think and act humbly. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. It says, be affectionate to others. It says, rejoice in hope. It says, be patient in tribulation. It says, continue in prayer. It tells us to care for the needs of the saints. It says, bless those who persecute you. It commands, live at peace with those around you. So if you're looking for a starting place, what am I called to in terms of zeal and passion? These things. This is what we are to pursue, my friends. So there are times where you're going to find certain commands of Scripture actually rather difficult. You may want to stay on the couch when it comes to certain commands. You're going to be slothful in zeal for applying the commands of God and serving the living God. But brothers and sisters, we can't stay on the couch. We are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been mercifully redeemed by our Savior. We've been given the Holy Spirit of God, and now we are called to fan the flame and to zealously and fervently do the will of our Lord. Now, in our time of confession, perhaps you can consider an area of serving the living God that you would say, I've been slothful in that. I haven't been zealous to walk in that command. And as we do so, we can confess these things to our God. We can receive His forgiveness. And whatever you need to confess, this is your time to do so. Whatever the Spirit of God has brought to your mind, we can now confess that and know that we have the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's pray together now. Our Heavenly Father, we do confess that we've been slothful in zeal We've lacked fervency to serve the Lord Jesus with all our hearts, and we ask, Lord, that you would give us an increase of holy fire. We thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, this good gift bestowed upon all who belong to Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to do all things with a fervent passion for you, with an attitude that embraces the work of being a servant of the Lord Jesus, rather than a grumbling, lazy, idle spirit that has to be dragged into service. Give us strength, Lord, to apply this command. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.